Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in.
Okay, so you guys know that I talk about, like, when we slow down, the answers come, we see little pings from the universe, all of that. And so today was no different when I went to yoga and I had a new instructor that said, everyone, pick an intention. In my classes, I like to pick a theme for the month. And this month's theme is to appreciate the good or celebrate what's good. And I thought, aha, there's always nuggets of wisdom all over. And I thought, that is what I've done in certain situations and relationships that in the past I can cling to and be frustrated with what they're not instead of appreciating the good that's there. And I, in the past, am guilty of missing the good. And I think part of it is that I've been able to show up more authentically in these relationships, which allows me to feel better in the relationships and then to be able to see the good in them. And so I just thought, what about in every situation we're in, good, bad, ugly, where are we missing the parts that are good because the parts that aren't are overtaking the whole thing and changing our skew of everything and orienting us towards the negative? And I don't know. I think I can't tell if I go to yoga classes because I really like the classes as much as I feel like the instructors can say so little and be saying so much. And in this was no different. And it even made me think of, like, my husband was at a work event yesterday and he drank too much. And I was so celebrating, like, okay, I'm going to go back to journaling and doing what I want to do. But I wasn't irritated. And my friend told me, he doesn't do that all the time, Lindsay. And I was like, you're right, but I'm so not impacted by the things that typically would have bothered me. And it's probably a bad example because I didn't give you enough context to the story. It was actually quite funny, but just for his own privacy, I'll skip it. So I don't know. I had a moment recently where I'm like, wow, I was able to really enjoy something that in the past I could tell you all the things wrong with it. And the instructor went on to say, when we can appreciate the good and celebrate the good, we put more of that out into the world. And I know all of us have no shortage of situations and things that haven't gone as we'd liked them to or would have hoped they would. But even in those situations, might we be able to still appreciate maybe just how we showed up a little differently, which allowed us to orient ourselves in the situation a little differently, allowed us to not be so irritated in the dynamic and to let things be. And I know I said this in another episode, but I have this quote that I kept from a We Can Do Hard Things episode, and I absolutely love it. I just have to find it. And now I'm not going to be able to find it. Son of a gun. It was so good. It was talking about not doing anything. I thought, that's the stuff I'm interested in. Can't find it now. But it's like, maybe, and I've had therapists tell me this, my therapist Beth is like, maybe if, when you shift and evolve and change, the dynamics will as well. And it's not even that the situations change as much as, like, the way you are in it is different, which allows it to feel like a different experience. I don't know. I just thought this instructor, she is just spewing the wisdom and just in a couple of words. And I share this with you to say, today's felt really good for me. Today's felt really good. And I don't know if it's that everything's going really great as much as I'm seeing the good in everything. And I know there's a lot of talk about this toxic positivity, and I'm not here for that. But I do think I have a tendency to kind of do the opposite, to see all that is wrong in a situation, as opposed to being able to appreciate, even in a situation you wouldn't choose, that there are elements of it that might not be as bad as my mind is telling me it is. And so that's why I share this, not to be like, if you can't find the gift in this, there's something wrong with you. That's not what I'm saying, because I think that, to everyone's point about the toxic positivity and someone who has drank that Kool-Aid hard at times, I notice how maybe it's like trying to protect myself. I do sometimes orient myself towards the negative. And so this day I've had today and night yesterday and day yesterday, I'm like, huh, I wonder if this trajectory I'm on is made possible by my ability to see the good in things. And I don't know. I mean, it doesn't mean that everything's going swimmingly. It doesn't mean that everything's as I would have hoped. But even in the things that aren't going how I would have hoped, is there something kind of beautiful that still maybe lives there? I don't know. It's a question worth asking. And I don't know. I think it's easy to be so, and I'm guilty of this, like all or nothing. It's like, it's good or it's bad. And I've talked in the past about like living with the duality of both and how you could wish for things to be different. But even in the things that aren't, there's still nuggets of joy and life and beauty. And I'm wondering if you orient yourself towards the good, just a thought I'm having. I'm wondering if you free like your heart up and your mind up, and it's less painful to be in situations or have had things not go as you'd hoped. I'm just wondering, again, it's a new case study I'm running, but like I said, I feel really good today. And I'm wondering if there's some sort of elixir in the seeing of the good. And that doesn't mean ignore disrespectful treatment or ignore red flags. Not what I'm saying. Also someone who's done that in the past. So I think it's important to share that I'm not saying like, oh, you'd be an idiot to do that. I've done it. So I know that there's so much like nuance here that I hope is coming across as like, it's not saying like everything's awesome. It's not saying like ignore the stuff that isn't. It's just in when you're swimming around in all your stuff, is there a way to be like, wow, this pool feels warm? And you're like, yeah, well, it's pee. And you're like, oh, well, could be worse. I don't know. And I think maybe it goes back to seeing the good as like having gratitude, because gratitude you can't be grateful and at the same time be a victim. And I'm wondering if seeing the good at the same time, you can't be a negative Nancy, or when you see the good, you're protecting yourself from the negativity that comes with seeing things through like the opposite of rose-colored glasses. I feel like I've got those glasses that like they flip up and they maybe have like multiple colors on them. I have like dark glasses. It's like, oh, everything sucks. I've got the rose-colored glasses. I can flip those down. And then I'm like, everything's awesome. And maybe seeing the good is just taking all of the different lenses off and being like, that's not my favorite, but that's kind of funny. That's a kind of funny comment that person made, that I'd usually just be like, they suck. And I just wonder if it allows kind of like 2 weeks ago's episode about peace with what's possible. I think they go together. I think there's like some sort of elixir that happens of like, being at peace with what's possible, no longer trying to change it, allows it to be a little bit easier and breezier. And then you're able to go, God, that's really cool. That's floating over there. That's kind of a cool thing about this dynamic. And this is happening. And like, oh, that doesn't totally suck. And I just wonder if finding more peace inside of yourself allows for you to like orient yourself not so negatively, and then you're able to just be like, wow, this isn't all bad. You know, I mean, it's not what I would have hoped, but it's also, there's beauty here, you know? And there's this poem or story, and I'm going to eventually have my sister on to talk about her story, but there's this idea of you think, you know, my sister has a child with a developmental disorder, and when her son was diagnosed, she got this story about how you think you're going to Italy, and you get on a plane and you think you're going to get off, and you think you're going to get off in Italy, and everything's going to be just Italian and gelato and amazing. And when you get off the plane, you actually find out you're in Holland, and Holland's beautiful, but it's not Italy. And so you kind of hear people talking about their trips to Italy, and you're like, I didn't go to Italy. I'm in Holland. And I think that it's like it's a really nice reminder of like, a lot of us thought we were going to Italy and we ended up in Holland in different parts of our lives. And Holland's pretty fucking awesome. But if we're always looking over at Italy, Holland will never be Italy. And like I said, I want to have my sister on to share just like, I think we learn so much on a grand scale of like, you know, peace with what's possible for the lives that we have and our ability to orient ourselves towards the good, because Holland has a lot to offer. I don't know a lot about Holland, but it's an analogy and it's relevant. And so I just want to leave you with maybe there's a way to orient yourself towards the good, to see the things in your day-to-day life that are working out, because sometimes it takes things going completely different in a different, you get diverted to Holland for you to see like, God, there's a lot of really good stuff here. Holland has beautiful tulips. I don't know. I'm talking about Holland, Michigan now because it's the closest thing to me. But anyway, I send you love. I send you light. And I hope you have a wave-making day. And my sister has promised me an episode about navigating Holland. And so allow this to be your first reminder, Chelsea, that this episode is going to happen. Love you so much, Chelsea, but also all of you. Bye for now.